Welcome to Truth Matters Church, contending for the faith one verse at a time. Thank you for downloading this week's devotional titled Pride and Humility. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. In our study of Ephesians, we've seen how Paul admonished believers to behave rightly and to live in a manner worthy of our calling as Christ's disciples. See Ephesians 4, verse 1. Throughout Ephesians 4 and 5, and in many other epistles, we are instructed to walk in love, gentleness, truth, and humility. Today I'd like to look at humility and its antonym, pride. If there is an underpinning to walking the Christian faith, I believe it is humility. It takes humility to admit that we're sinners in need of a Savior, that nothing we do can earn or maintain our salvation, and that we are no better than any other sinner out there. And even Christ, who sits at the right hand of God the Father, exhibited extreme humility in his obedience coming to earth as a man and dying a cursed death on a cross between two thieves. See Galatians 3:13 and Matthew 27, verse 38. What is humility? It is defined as freedom from pride or arrogance, and not proud or haughty, not arrogant or assertive. It is not thinking less of ourselves, it is thinking less about ourselves. As believers, humility should be at the core of all of our words and actions. This makes it very difficult to take glory for ourselves, and instead we can honestly give all glory to God. Humility allows Christ to be glorified through our lives because the focus is on Him and not on us. The opposite of humility is pride. Pride is defined as inordinate self-esteem and excessive application of one's own worth or virtue. Now, we're not talking about being proud of others who have done good things, like our kids getting the honor roll. Instead, we're discussing the inward pride of self-righteousness in our own accomplishments, religion, or even who we think we are. It's elevating me over others because of something that I did, a position I hold, or an ideology that I subscribe to. It is the belief that by some reason, I am more important. And this is a very grave sin. See Luke 18:9-14. It's not surprising how the enemy of our soul uses pride to keep people from Christ. With a heart full of pride, it is impossible to come to salvation because a person in that state cannot accept their depravity and their need for a Savior. Pride was at the core of Adam and Eve's sin. Pride caused Cain to murder his brother Abel. Pride filled the Pharisees of Jesus' day. Pride ruins lives, families, companies, and even ministries because it drives a person to love themselves more than others, to seek to fulfill their own needs first, and to soak up all the glory for their own pleasure and benefit. The hard truth is that God hates pride. Yes, He hates it. Scripture bears God's feelings toward a prideful heart. Starting with Proverbs 16:5, we read, "Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished." In Proverbs 18:12, we see, "Before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty, but humility goes before honor." In Proverbs 8:13, we see, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverted mouth, I hate." And that's the Lord talking. And Proverbs 29:23, "A man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor." And that's just a few examples from Proverbs alone. A quick glance at our concordance will reveal dozens upon dozens of stern warnings and even cautionary tales against pride and all the sin that stems from it. By stark contrast, humility is celebrated throughout Scripture. It is a character trait which pleases the Lord and one that He looks very favorably upon. It reveals a changed heart and one that is being renewed into the likeness of Christ. See Romans 12, verse 2. Here are just a few examples found in Scripture. Proverbs 16, verse 19. "It is better to be humble in spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud." Proverbs 22, verse 4. "The reward of humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life." Psalm 138, verse 6. For the Lord is exalted, yet he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Luke 18, verse 14. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. Philippians 2, verse 3. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with all humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. And James 4:10 reads, Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. None of us is immune to a prideful heart, and it takes attentiveness and prayer to prevent pride from taking up residence in our lives. But let's be on guard against pride, and to instead prayerfully seek to remain humble in everything that we do, knowing that our worth is only found in the Lord. And if there is anything to be proud of, let's boast in the fact that we are loved by God and adopted children of His eternal family. We can proudly delight in this because it is not of our own doing or choice, but it is all by the will and for the glory of God. See Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 10. We close with Jeremiah 9, verses 23 to 24. Thus says the Lord, Let not a wise man boast of his wisdom, and let not the mighty man boast of his might. Let not a rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, for I delight in these things, declares the Lord. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this devotional, please consider sharing it with a friend and subscribe to the Truth Matters Church podcast on Sermon Audio, Apple, iHeart, TuneIn, and many other platforms. And for even more biblical teaching, visit us at truthmatterschurch.org. Have a blessed day.